chapter 12, given to much prayer. Pray for a deeper experience to our canvassers, to all whom God has entrusted with talents, that they may cooperate with Him. I would say, pray, oh, pray for a deeper experience. Go forth with your heart softened and subdued by a study of the precious truths that God has given us for this time. Drink deeply of the water of salvation, that it may be in your hearts as a living spring flowing forth to refresh souls ready to perish. God will then give wisdom to enable you to impart aright. He will make you channels for communicating His blessings. He will help you to reveal His attributes by imparting to others the wisdom and understanding that He has imparted to you. I pray the Lord that you may understand this subject in its length and breadth and depth, and that you may feel your responsibility to represent the character of Christ by patience, by courage, and by steadfast integrity. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7, Revised Version, Volume 6, page 320. Pray humbly and fervently. Humble, fervent prayer would do more in behalf of the circulation of our books than all the expensive embellishments in the world. If the workers will turn their attention to that which is true and living and real, if they will pray for, believe for, and trust in the Holy Spirit, His power will be poured upon them in strong heavenly currents, and right and lasting impressions will be made upon the human heart. Then pray and work and work and pray, and the Lord will work with you. Volume 6, page 319. Satan is on your track. He is an artful opponent, and the malignant spirit which you meet in your work is inspired by him. Those whom he controls echo his words. If the veil could be rent away from their eyes, those thus worked would see Satan plying all his arts to win them from the truth. In rescuing souls from his devices, far more would be accomplished by Christ-like humble prayer than by many words without prayer. Pray constantly. The workers should keep the soul constantly uplifted to God in prayer. They are never alone. If they have faith in God, if they realize that to them is committed the work of giving to the people light on Bible subjects, they constantly enjoy the companionship of Christ. Manual for Canvassers, page 40. Power in importunate prayer. Jacob prevailed because he was persevering and determined. His experience testifies to the power of importunate prayer. It is now that we are to learn this lesson of prevailing prayer, of unyielding faith. The greatest victories to the Church of Christ or to the individual Christian are not those that are gained by talent or education, by wealth or the favor of men. They are those victories that are gained in the audience chamber with God when earnest, agonizing faith lays hold upon the mighty arm of power. Those who are unwilling to forsake every sin and to seek earnestly for God's blessing will not obtain it. But all who will lay hold of God's promises, as did Jacob, and be as earnest and persevering as he was, will succeed as he succeeded. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 203. Every difficulty, a call to prayer. The path of sincerity and integrity is not a path free from obstruction. But in every difficulty we are to see a call to prayer. Desire of Ages, page 667. Prayer and Bible study essential. Satan well knows that all whom he can lead to neglect prayer and the searching of the Scriptures will be overcome by his attacks. Therefore he invents every possible device to engross the mind. Great Controversy, page 519. Those who will put on the whole armor of God and devote some time every day to meditation and prayer and to the study of the Scriptures will be connected with heaven and will have a saving, transforming influence upon those around them. Volume 5, page 112. Praying with people. There are many who, because of prejudice, will never know the truth unless it is brought to their homes. The canvasser may find these souls and minister to them. There is a line of work in house-to-house labor which he can accomplish more successfully than others. He can become acquainted with the people and understand their true necessities. He can pray with them and can point them to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Thus the way will be open for the special message for this time to find access to their hearts. Volume 6, page 314. By prayer and song, the work of the canvasser evangelist whose heart is imbued with the Holy Spirit is fraught with wonderful possibilities for good. The presentation of the truth in love and simplicity from house to house is in harmony with the instruction that Christ gave His disciples when He sent them out on their first missionary tour. By songs of praise, by humble heartfelt prayers, many will be reached. The divine worker will be present to send conviction to hearts. I am with you always is His promise. With the assurance of the abiding presence of such a helper, we may labor with faith and hope and courage. Volume 9, page 34.